Today's shir is Masechta Sota Daf Mem Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of V'yifan Achra V'yirei. As we had discussed in our previous shir, the Navi in Sefer Melachim tells us of an episode where Elisha went to Beisel, and there were Na'orim Ketanim who were teasing him. And we explain what happened was that the water in that location was bitter water. And because the water there was bitter water, everybody would buy water from these individuals. And then Elisha made the water sweet, so people were able to drink water and not need to pay for that water. And that's why they were cursing him. And the pasuk says that Elisha's reaction was, V'yifan achra v'yireim v'kalam b'shem Hashem. Ask the Gemara, ma ra, what did Elisha see that he should curse them? Isn't it prohibited to curse a Jew? Answers the Gemara, amarav ra mamish. He didn't curse them, he just saw. K'ritayin Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, k'makam sh'nosnu chacham meinem, wherever the chachamim look at, oy misa oy ani. And Elisha looked at them, and he caused an ayin hara, because, and then, as we're going to discuss, bears came and attacked them. Shmuel saw Ra Shakunas Abba Ma'ima B'yayim Kippurim. He saw from where these people came that their mothers had become pregnant on Yom Kippur, and therefore they were who they were because of we know, of course, that one may not have relations on Yom Kippur. He saw that they were wearing hairstyle which a Jew is not supposed to wear. He saw that they were entirely devoid of any mitzvah observance. Asked the Gemara, even if they were devoid, but maybe they were going to have good children who would be a Torah observant. Answers the Gemara, he was able to see into all of their generations. He was loybam v'loy bazarim at kolsof at soif kol adoris. He was able to see that there was nothing good going to come out of them. So the pasuk continues to describe what happened. So it says the pasuk to tenishtei dubim and ayar, two bears. Came out of the forest, and they destroyed 42 children. Rav Shmuel, and here too, the Gemara explains what happened. Chad Omer Neis Echad, that there was one Neis, as the Gemara is going to explain. Chad Omer, the other man, Amari says, there was Neis B'toich Neis, there was actually a double Neis. Man Domen Neis Yar Hava, that there was a forest over there, but Dubim Loi Hava, there were never any bears in that forest. Man damen neis b'toich neis, because lo yar hava, there was never a forest in that location. V'lo yidubim hava, there were never any bears. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a neis that there should be a forest should appear and bears should appear. But ask the Gemara, the one that says, why don't we say v'lo have a dubim v'lo have a yar? Why do we have to have a double Neis, why couldn't there be just bears? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring bears to attack them. But why, for that purpose, did he have to also create a forest? Answers the Gemara, the reason that a forest have to be created, the BC. If there were no forest, the bear would not come out to attack. The bears are only comfortable, suggests the Gemara, to come out to attack if they know that they have a forest that they could go back to. If they're not, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a forest. And I saw what we see from here is a very important lesson, that if for the bears to attack, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a forest, certainly for us to do Avodas Hashem properly, So besides that, we have to be prepared to do Avodas Hashem properly. What we also need to be prepared is to have the proper environment in which to do Avodas Hashem. And that's why we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if to punish these people created such an environment, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create the proper environment for Talmidei Chachamim and Tzadikim to do what they need to do. It says the Gemara, Amar Chanina, B'shvil Abom Shmaim Kabonis, Shikr Balak Melech Moyev. We all recall the episode when Balak Melech Moyev wanted to curse the Jewish people, and he hired Bilam, and Bilam brought Kabonis. He gave instructions to bring Kabonis, and Balak brought 42 Kabonis. Because of that, Tzchus, Hufkim Yisrael Me'abav Shnayim Yilodim. We lost these 42 people. Eini, says the Gemara, V'amar Rav Yehuda Merav Lo'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah Mitzvahs. A person should perform Torah Mitzvahs Af B'Shloy L'Shma, even without the right intention. Shmetach Shloy L'Shma Bo L'Shma. If you do it even with the wrong intention, ultimately you'll do it with the right intention. Because B'Shchar Bo M'Shmayim Kabonis Shukr Balach Melech Moyev. Because as we find that Balak brought these 42 kabanas, Zoch of Yotzim and Rus, he was Zoycha to have Rus, Yotzim and Shlomo, who Shlomo Melech was born from Rus, Shekosabei, and the Pas, because Shlomo was David's son, and we know David was a descendant of Rus, who was from Midian, Shekosabei Elef Oilus Yael Shlomo, Vamer Rabbi Yossi Bechanina Rus, Bitesh Eglin Benoy Shabalak Isa. So that's what happened. Answers the Gemara. So why are we saying that we got punished from them? He got a schar because of that. Answers the Gemara, Tavasa Mil Klalahava. Balak did not have intention to do anything good with this. What Balak wanted to accomplish with this was to do terrible. And therefore, that had to be recognized. So here, the Gemara says that Loilam Yasek Odom Mitoyer Mitzvah Shloy Lishma, Shmetach Shloy Lishma, Ba Lishma. And Tosis, in a number of places throughout Shas, asked the question that it, we know that it says in Masechet Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that Ha'isa V'Torah Shloi L'Shma, if somebody learns Torah Shloi L'Shma, Noich Lo Shloi Nivra, he would have been better off not having been created at all. And yet here we're learning that somebody should learn Torah, Torah L'Shma. So Taisa says there are different types of Shloi L'Shma. If somebody's learning Torah Shloi L'Shma, says Taisvis, because he doesn't have the right intention, but he doesn't have a bad intention, then he should try to learn Torah L'Shma, and ultimately, as our Gemara says, he should learn Torah Shloi L'Shma, and ultimately he'll reach Torah L'Shma. But if somebody is learning Torah with bad intention, to be able to start up with other people, Lekanter, he's using Torah in a negative way, then it's unacceptable. And in fact, the Gros says, the Gemara says, and Pagbach Nuvel Zem Eshchel Besmedrish, if somebody feels that the Yetzahara is approaching him, going to the Besmedrish is the way to prevent it. But says the Gros, that will only be, it will only help if you learn Torah. But if you learn Torah with the wrong intention, as we just said, then this will happen. So the Rambam goes and explains what is the Torah Shloi L'Shma that somebody's allowed to learn. So the Rambam says, essentially, it's a long piece of Rambam that we don't necessarily have the time to go through. It's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, in the Agdoma to the Pirush Mishnayis of Perichelik, in Masechet Sanhedrin, but the Rambam explains that if somebody uses his learning Torah Shloi L'Shma as a vehicle to be able to learn, to get to learn Torah L'Shma, as he explains, he's learning Torah Shloi L'Shma to get paid, so or to even get covered, but he knows that this will ultimately reach him. That means he ultimately knows that the goal, and that's the goal that he has in mind, to learn Torah L'Shma. So then the Gemara says, Mitach Shloi L'Shma Ba L'Shma. But if somebody never learns Torah with that intention, if his intention always is negative, just trying to use Torah in a bad way, he shouldn't learn Torah lishma. And as I saw the Nefarshim explain, there are certain things that are good, but the intention are not always good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ever ignore anything. So just like our Gemara says, Balak brought 42 kabanas. We cannot ignore the fact that Balak brought 42 kabanas. So even though he didn't necessarily, of course he had the wrong intention, as the Gemara indicates, but what happened was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ever ignore somebody when he does the right thing. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ignores somebody when he does the right thing, this wasn't ignored either. So the Gemara goes back to the episode in Yerichai. The pasuk says, "V'yomer anshe ir el Elisha, hinei na Moshe v'ir toiv, k'shadoni ra, v'mayim ra'etz v'eretz mishkalos." They told him the city is a good city, but the water that we have here, the water supply, is not. So ask the Gemara, "V'chim achamayim hara, if the water is no good, v'eretz mishkalos, and the city and the place makes people die, so how could you call it Tavasa? How could you call it a good place?" Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Chanan, Chay Mokum Al Yashvav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that people like where they live, even though there are serious deficiencies in the place that they live. And in fact, says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yochanan, Sholosh Chay, there are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that people should like. Chay Mokum Al Yashvav, people like where they live, even if the place that they live is really not that great. Chayn isha bala, even if somebody's wife is not necessarily so beautiful, he thinks she's beautiful. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And chayn mekach amalcha, even if somebody bought something which really isn't so great, the person who buys it thinks it's gay. It's that way, that it is good. And the Ein Yaakov explains, quotes a Yerushalmi. He says, if it wasn't that way, then everybody would want to live in the same place, and everybody would want the same wife, and everybody would want the same object, and that's impossible. And I saw other Mefarshim say that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is everybody enjoys, or hopefully enjoys, what they do. If everybody would like to do the same thing, the world needs all types of professions. And if everybody were to do the same thing, the world would be missing those professions. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that everybody enjoys what they do. It says the Matan Rabbanan, Shloshim Chaloyim Chol Elisha. Elisha was punished with being sick. Echad shegir dumin b'tanoikus. One is because he caused these bears to attack. Echad shedoch legesi b'shtei yadayim. As the Gemara is going to explain, he chased Gechsi away. And echad shemespa. And one that he passed away by. Shenema v'lisha chola escholya ashiyamaspa. He passed away with the ultimate disease from which he died. And the Gemara goes on to explain what was meant when it said that he pushed Gechsi away. Tana Abonim, says the Gemara, Olam te small doich of Yemin Makarevis. A person's actions towards other should be that the left should be used to push away, and the right should be used to draw close. And as the Mashal obviously explains, the left hand is the weaker hand, and the right hand is the stronger hand. The person has to sometimes push people away, and sometimes he should draw them close. When you're working on drawing somebody close, always use the stronger hands. When you're working on pushing somebody away, then you should use the weaker hand. Even if you have to push them away, only in such circumstances, use your right hand. And that's why, so I saw that the Imre Emes asks, if that's the case, that we're always supposed to have Yemin Mekarev, we know by the Seder, when the Rosh addresses us, we say, Hakei Shinov, knock out his teeth, completely distance him. But here we're saying that that's not the appropriate approach. So the Imre Emes answers that that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the foundation of our Amuna. And since it's the foundation of our Amuna, there's somebody who's trying to challenge that, we have to completely push away. Says the Gemara, V'loi Kalisha Shtocha L'Gechzi B'Shtei Yodav. Not how Elisha pushed away Gechzi. V'loi Kishub and Prachya Shtocha L'Echem Talmida B'Shtei Yodav. And the Gemara explains both situations. Elisha Mahi, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says that Naaman was a general and of the non-Jew, of the army, and he became a Metzora. And he came to Elisha to heal him. And Elisha gave him the way to become cured. And Naaman wanted to give Elisha a reward for giving him this refuah. And Naaman and Elisha refused. Gechzi, who was Elisha's Talmud, went after Naaman and said, no, give it to me. V'yomer Naaman, Naaman says to Gechzi, Hoyel kach kikrim kesef. Please take this money. V'ksiv yomer elov, loy libi holach, shofek ishmael mekaftel krucheise. Hoyes lo kachas hakesef, lo kachta begodim, v'zeisim, v'chromim, v'tzoyne, bok v'avodim, v'shvachas. That you took what I refused. Ask the Gemara. The Pasuk lists all these various 8 things that Gechzi took. So ask the Gemara, Meshaka Kolehai, is that actually what happened? That Gechzi took so many different items from Naaman? Doesn't the Pasuk just say that Kesef begodim shakal, that he took money and clothing? At that time, Elisha was learning Perek Shmoneh Shrotzim in Masechta Shabbos. Amaloi, and he said to him, Rosh Yigi Eis Litl Schar Shmoneh Shrotzim. You're going to schar, get the schar in for the Torah that you learned in this world. But you're also going to get a punishment. What was the punishment? V'tzaras Naaman Titba Bach Ubezarach El Oilam. You will be afflicted with that tzaras forever. And says the Gemara, how was he afflicted? V'aba Noshim Hayim Mitzrayim. The pasuk indicates there were 4 people who were Mitzrayim. And says Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Gechzi V'shloish Hizbonov. It was Gechzi and his 4 children. Says the Gemara. The Gemara expounds further on that story. The pasuk says, "V'yelech Elisha demesek." Says the Gemara, "Lama holach? Why did Elisha go to Damesek?" I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shaholach laachzir legechzi b'tshuva. He went and he tried to get Gechzi to do tshuva. V'lechazer and Gechzi refused. Amalai, Elisha said to Gechzi, "Chazorbach, do tshuva for what you've done." Amalai, kach mekublani mimcha. So Gechzi said, as we said earlier, that he was a Talmud of Elisha. And he said to him, I learned from you that Misha Chotav Hechtei Sarabim, if somebody does an Avera, but not only did he do an Avera, he causes other people to do Avera, Eima speaking beyond the last tshuva. He's not given the opportunity to do tshuva. Says the Gemara, what did Gechzi do that was considered chot of a hichtiyas rabbim? What do we find that he do? Ikadamri evin shevas tala l'chatas Yeravim. We know that Yeravim made calves like avodah zarah to try to get the people not to go to the Beis Hamikdash. So to show that they were powerful, he put up a magnet on top of these calves that were made out of metal. And the calves were suspended, Hamidah ben Shemayim Loretz, that the people should really believe that these are Avodah Zarah. Look how they could be suspended in air. He put a name of Hashem into the mouth of these calves. And the calves were saying, and that's how the people started to be misled that they have some value. He prevented people who wanted to learn by Elisha from learning by him. The Ksiv, V'yomer b'nei neviim el Elisha, hinei ha'makom shenachnu yoshim shamal fenecha tzar mimenu. It's difficult, it's tight, there's not enough room here. Michal, that idna, that apparently until now, there was plenty of room. Lo yavadochik. Why was there plenty of room till now? Because anybody who wanted to come learn, he pushed them away. So the Rambam says when we say that Kami Shechot Vechtes Rabbim Eim Speakim Yad Elas Tshuva, doesn't mean that he can't do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts everybody's tshuva. But normally, if a person tries to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a siyata d'shmaya that he should be able to do tshuva. This gechsi, somebody who's a chota, v'chtiyas a rabbim, is not a person that's given the opportunity, that's given the siyata d'shmaya of to do tshuva. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that from here we see that the person who does this, not only a person, even if he didn't actually cause somebody to do an Avera, but like we said earlier, he created an environment that it's easy to do an Avera, it's considered Chayta Machdas Rabbin. He didn't tell anybody to worship an Avodah Zarah. He didn't tell anybody not to learn. All he did was, is created an environment that it should be difficult to learn Torah. He created an environment where people will, he created an environment where people will think about Avodah Zarah. That's enough to be considered an individual who's Chota Machdis Rabbin. We also mentioned that Yeshua ben Prachya pushed away his Talmud. Says the Gemara, what is that story? Asked the Gemara, Yeshua ben Prachya Mahi, what is that episode? Says the Gemara, could have a kotel Yani Malka Rabbanon. Yani Melech, who was from the Chashmonoi, was killing out all the Talmud Chachamim. Shimon ben Shatach, Atman Echse. Shimon ben Shatach's sister was the queen of Yani HaMelech, and his sister hid Shimon ben Shatach, even though, of course, he was a Talmud Chacham. Rav Shimon ben Prachya, Ozel Orek Alexander Shel Mitzrayim. Rav Shimon ben Prachya didn't have that protection, so he ran to Alexandria in Egypt. He had a Shoma, but when Yani HaMelech made peace with the Talmud Chachamim, Shalach Lei Shimon ben Shatach, Shimon ben Shatach sent a message to Rav Shimon ben Prachya. And he sends to him many from me, Yishlaim al Kaidish, Loch al Sanish Mitzayim Achaisi. Shbali Shari B'Taychich, you are there. I'm sending you a message from Yishlaim to Alexandria. You are in Alexandria, Vani Yesheva Shemema. And I hear I'm sitting in Yishlaim lonely. Omar, so when Yeshua ben Prachya got this message, Shmamina, he recognized Havle Shalma, that the danger for Talmid Chachamim is over. Kiyasa, when Yeshua ben Prachya came back to Yerushalayim, Ikla Hu Hashpiza, and he came to a certain place where he stayed, Kam Kamai B'Yokashapir, and the host treated him with great respect. Avle Yukra Tuva, he gave him a lot of honor. Yosef Kamishtabach, and Yeshua ben Prachya was sitting and complimenting, Kam Noach Sanyim Zu, how wonderful this inn is. So one of the Talmidim of Rishu and Prachya said, Rebbe, why are you saying such nice things? A ner truta. He thought that Rishu and Prachya was speaking about the beauty of the hostess, and he was saying that she's not that beautiful, her eyes are round. Amalei, Russia. So Rishu and Prachya said to his Talmud, you Russia, bekachat to Isaac, that's what you're thinking about, how this hostess looks. Abamei Shapurei, he took out 400 shofars for Shamte, and he put them to Cherim. Koyama Osel Kamei, every day this Talmud came to Yeshua ben Prachya to try to be re-accepted, Vlaikabli and Yeshua ben Prachya refused to. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad, have a Kari Krishma. One day Yeshua ben Prachya was saying Krishma, Osel Kamei, and again, the Talmud comes to try to get Yeshua ben Prachya to forgive him. Chav b'dat el kabule, and Rav Shimon Prachya actually had a mind that day he would take him back. But as we know, when somebody says Kriyishma, he puts his hands on his eyes. Achvale b'yadi. So as he picked up his hand, so he thought that Rav Shimon Prachya was making a motion to get away from here. Sav mitchadachli is trying to chase me away. Azazor v'glavinso palcha. Where he went was he took a brick and he made it into the Avodah Zarah. Amalei, so Rav Shimon ben Prachya tells him, Chazor boch, do tshuva. Amalei, to which he said, Kach mekublani mecha, kol achoyta machdas rabim, ain't biyadei lasek tshuva. We don't give him a chance to do tshuva. And even though we don't find, as the Mefarshim, that he did something that should make other people do an Aveira, but the Rishonim explained what, according to Rav Shuva and Prachi, he did was that he wasn't careful in morality. He was looking at women. And that's in the same severity of somebody who's choytu machtes a rabbin. Dabamar, kishe v'diach v'hichtes Yisrael. And then this person went on to cause Klal Yisrael to do terrible aveiros. Says Matanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Yetzer, the Yetzahara of having relations, Tinik v'isha, and when it comes to a child and a woman, in all these cases, you take, as we spoke about earlier, take small doich of Yimim Makarevs. So what the Pshat in the Gemara is, that if a person, of course, is not supposed to be thinking about having relations, but if he's not going to have any interest, then there won't be anybody to populate the world. Then the same thing when it comes to children. We have to be careful that on one hand, we have to properly sometimes reprimand our children, but on the other hand, it can't be too hard. And the same thing with the wife. Sometimes a person has to tell his wife that he's dissatisfied with something that she's doing, but not too much. The Mishnah continues going back to the subject at hand, the subject of our perek, the issue of Egla Rufa. Says the Mishnah, Nimtza harag ashlay negfa agola. If the murderer was identified before they did the decapitation, the lochas taitziv eter v'eder. So then that Egla Rufa goes back, it's chulin, it goes back to the where it came from. However, if the murderer is only identified mishin erfa, hagola, after it was decapitated, to cover b'mekoymai, it should be buried where it was, and it's osa b'hanah. So sofik basma t'chilasa, the whole Egla Rufa was brought because we don't know who the murderer is, kippers fecha, and it did what it was supposed to do. It accomplished what it's supposed to do because we tried to use the Egla Rufa to identify the murderer, and we were able to identify the murderer, Valchala, and therefore the Egla Rufa should be buried. Nerfa Agala, and if the decapitation happened, Vachak Nimsahirik, then Hareza Yaharik, that doesn't mean that the murderer is off the hook just because it was found, just because we went through an Egla Rufa procedure. Says the Mishnah, one aide says, I can identify the murderer. It's impossible for you to possibly be able to identify the murderer. Or one woman says that I saw the murderer. Another woman says that you could not have possibly seen her. Says the Gemara, the halacha is hay orphan. They did arif sagola. So the Mordechai asks that throughout Shas we have a concept of loyrino and araya. So how could I say that you didn't see something? How could I testify that you didn't see anything? So the Mordechai says that indeed saying something that didn't happen is not something that I could say testimony to. But here, what this person is saying is, you cannot have possibly seen the murderer. Because the time that you're saying you saw the murderer, you were with me the entire time. And therefore, since you weren't with me the entire time, and I didn't see it, we weren't close to there, that's why you couldn't have possibly seen it either. Continues the Mishnah. Erech Ramarisi, one aide says, I saw the murderer. Vishnaim Amrim Loiris, and two say, you could have not possibly seen. Hayu Arfin, we still go through the procedure. Shnaim Amarinu, but if two witnesses say, we saw, the Echer Amrim Loirisim, and one says to them, you couldn't have seen, Loya Arfin, because if two people say, we saw, what the other person is saying, contrary to them, is disregarded. However, says the Mishnah, Mishrabah Roitzchim, once there were so many murderers, and murder became too common, but like Arufa. Says the Mamishabah Eliezer ben Dinoi v'techina, when when Eliezer ben Tanoi and Tchina, these were two well-known murderers, ben Prisha Yenikra, Chazal Kreis ben Aratzchan, because he got this reputation of being a murderer. Says the Gemara, Mishraba HaManafim, when unfortunately adultery became so prevalent, Paskwa Maim Arim. We've been learning on Masechta Saita about the Maim Arim. Says the Mishnah, at that point when adultery became prevalent, they stopped the Maim Arim. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai of Sikon. Who was the one that actually stopped them? It was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. For says the Mishnah, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Loi Efkar Abin Aseichem, the Mayim Hamarim will not examine your children, your daughters, Kisses Nana, if they act immorally, Valkala Seichem, Kisanafnu, and your daughter-in-laws, if they act immorally, Kehem, the husbands, the Pasuk continues to say, also act immorally. And since they act immorally, there's no point. We don't want to have the Mayim Hamarim. And the Mayim Hamarim, as we also learned early in the Masechta, that the Mayim Hamarim are only effective if the husband is innocent. But if the husbands were no longer innocent, they lived in a world of immorality, they stopped, the Mayim Hamarim was stopped to be used. Moreover, I saw that the Ramban explains, obviously, as we've been learning throughout our Masechta, the entire Mayim HaMa'arim represent a tremendous nes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to create an environment that there were constant nisim like this happening. It says the Gemara, Mishimeis Yoichanan Yoisi ben Yehazer Yitzreida Yoisi ben Yehuda Ish Yishlaim Batul Ish HaShkoilus. There were individuals that were called Ish HaShkoilus. Ish HaShkoilus mean people who are perfect. Yoisi ben Yehazer and Yoisi ben Yehuda were Ish HaShkoilus, and that the Ish HaShkoilus that were no longer there. So I saw for a Baruch Shimon Schneerson that says, well, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that there aren't great people. There are always going to be in Klal Yisrael great people. What the Mishnah means to say, he says, is that we lost, Klal Yisrael lost people who are, many people who are great. It became uncommon to have such great people, but there are still great people in Klal Yisrael. They're just a lot less common. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, says the Mishnah further, Shenemar, Ein Eshkol Lechol Bekura, Ifsonavshi. There's no longer an Eshkol available. Says the Mishnah, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Heve Hevid Hadoyos Maisa. As we've discussed, in the fourth and the seventh year, the Aloch is that any Trumas and Maisras that are in the warehouses must be distributed. And then they say, Vidui Maiser. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped that, as the Gemara is going to explain, that they weren't giving it properly, and since they weren't giving it properly, he stopped it saying. Afu bitlas ha-ma'orim, they used to say, the Levim used to say, Ur Olam HaSishon, and he stopped them from saying that. He felt that that was too sharp of a wording to be spoken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam HaSishon, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is sleeping, was Hanoikvim. There used to be people that would, before they brought a calf as a carbon, they would give it a clap on between its eyes. It makes it easier to shecht. But it also, the animal at that point looks like a balmum. And of course, a balmum may not be brought as a carbon. They used to allow workers, the blacksmiths, to work on Yushlaim on Cholmoid when there was something that needed to be done, a Dover Ovid. But people were not learned enough, and they didn't understand that if there's work going on in Yushlaim, it must be because there's a heter. So he stopped it because it's Cholmoid. The halacha is that when somebody buys produce from somebody who's not trusted, he has to take off Trumas and Maisras. But what happened in his time is that he instituted the Mai. The Mai means that if anybody ever buys produce from Amaretz, the halacha requires that he should take off Trumas and Maestros, no questions asked. So from his time, he instituted that whoever bought produce from an Amaretz has to take off the Mai. And since if you buy produce from an Amaretz, you must take off the Mai, then there's no reason to ask. Because no matter what the situation is, you're going to have to take off the Mai. Says the Gemara Tanan about Menayim from Nefer Agolo, that if they went through the decapitation procedure, the Akak Nimtza Hayrig, and then the murderer was discovered, Shame Paitris Oisoi, that just because we had the Rif Sagolo, that doesn't put the murderer off the hook. A person who murdered deserves to be punished, and it doesn't get off the hook just because the Egel Arufa was brought. And as the Torah Tumim explains, the Egel Arufa is for a Sofik. Here there's no Sofik. So we learned in the Mishnah, if one aid says, I saw the murderer, and the other aid says that you didn't, the Mishnah says we went through the procedure. Says the Gemara, it seems that the reason we do it is because they cancel each other out. But if nobody is saying different than this Eid Echad, who's saying that I know the murderer, then Eid Echad Mehemen, he would be trusted. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know that Eid Echad should be trusted? Says the Gemara, the Tan Rabbanan. The Pasuk of the whole story of Egel Arufa says, Kimatza Chol Badama. And the pasuk says, "Loi noydemi ko." Only when we don't know who the murderer is do we go through this procedure. Hanoydemi ko. But if we know who the murderer is, even if there's only echad b'soif ha'olam, even if there's only one person somewhere in the world, ready loy arfa, we don't go through the procedure. Rabbi Kiva Imam says, "Rabbi Kiva, menayin l'sahenu shirai echad charik sanefesh." They saw somebody kill somebody. However, ve'emakir naisoi. But that they don't know who the person is. Only if they didn't see. But here, they saw. And since they saw, the halacha is that there's no din of Egel Arufa. And the Rishonim point out that there's really no machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanna Kamma. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Hashd the Amr Eidech Mehemon, now that we're saying that even an Eid Echad is trusted, so what's the difference if the second aid denies what the first aid said? Ask the Gemara, wherever the Torah trusts an Eid Echad, halachically it's considered like we have two witnesses. So we have two witnesses saying that we know who the murderer is, and therefore the halach ought to be, the fact that there's another Eid Echad saying different should be meaningless. So Ula responds, Tanai, indeed, if there's one Eid that says that I know the murderer, even though there's another Eid denying what he says, they don't go through the Egel Arufa process. The Kein Amar of Yitzchak, that the proper way to learn the Mishnah is Loi Haya Arfin. Rav Chiya, however, maintains what we learned in the Mishnah. Tani haya arfin. Ask the Gemara, but according to Rav Chiya, kashdu ula, didn't ula say that when the halacha, as we know the halacha here is, that we trust in Eid Echad, he's considered like two Eidim, and one saying different is meaningless? Answers the Gemara like kasha. Kamabas, achas kamazachazah. If one Eid came and said, I know the murderer, and the Bezdin accepted what he said, that even if two Edom say differently, it doesn't make a difference. We ignore, if another Ed comes and says differently, we ignore what he says. But if these two Edom came at the same time, then they cancel each other out. Tanan asked the Gemara on Rav Chiya, we learned in the Mishnah, Eidach Ramari says a Hayrig, if one aid says, I know the murderer. The Shnaim Amalari Isa, but two say it's impossible that you should know who the murderer is. The Halach Soy Arfim. Isn't our Mishnah clearly indicating? Hachad v'chad, if it's one against one, Loyaya Arfim. They don't go through the procedure. But ask the Gemara, to Yufta the Rav Chiya. Isn't that a question of Rav Chiya? Because Rav Chiya just said that one and one, we do Arifa. So ask the Gemara Tamech. Let's go according to you. Let's understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah said further, to say that we know who the murderer is. And one says, you don't. Isn't the Mishnah indicating? Because it's a situation of two saying we know and one saying you don't. Isn't the Mishnah teaching us the chad v'chad, if it's one against the other, hayarfim? Says the Gemara, elamas nisan kula b'psul eidus. Says the Mishnah, all the people that are mentioned in the Mishnah are not people who are normally kosher to be witnesses. And the way to understand the Mishnah is as Rabbi Nechemya taught us. Dama, Rabbi Nechemya teaches us, kol makom shemina Torah eid echad. Wherever the Torah accepts an eid echad, where normally, of course, you always need to have two witnesses, halach acharoiv deis. There, the halacha is that we don't look, normally, once you have two eidim, there's a rule in Shas, Trei Kameh, two eidim are the equivalent to 100 eidim. Here we don't follow that rule, we look at the majority. And therefore, osu, shtei noshim ish echad. If there are two women contradicting what one man said, it's like shnei anoshim ish echad, like two men who are contradicting what one man said. Certainly, when two men contradict what one man says, it's dismissed. So too, by Egla Rufa, if we have an eid echad, even though he's a kosher aid, but we have two women contradicting what that man says, what he says, that even though women normally are possible for aidus, what that one man says is discounted. Vikadami, if a kosher aid came and says something, and a kosher aid is trusted like 100, afilu mei noshim, and then there'll be 100 women contradicting what he said, they don't have that ability. What is the case of a Mishnah? The first aid that came was a woman who was normally disqualified to say aidus. And this is the way to understand the Mishnah with Rav Nechemya. Where the Torah trusts one aid, halach acharoiv deis. What does that mean? Also, shtei noshim bishachas. Two women saying different than one woman are treated kishnei anoshim bishachad, like two men going against one man. Avol shtei noshim bishachad. If you have two women against one man, kepalgi b'kalgi dami, it's considered like 50-50. And therefore, if they were said that, if the two women said their edus and the ish echod came against them right away, so now it's considered a situation like we discussed earlier of a real suffix, and we will go ahead with the Arifas Agola. But in a case where we accepted two women and one woman and now that is contradicted by a man, it's still established that they know the murderer, and that's why it's not accepted. We don't go through the Arif Sagola. But ask the Gemara, Tati Psulei Deslamali, why did the Mishnah have to speak about both of these cases? Manatema, so says the Gemara, because we didn't have both cases, we would think, Ki Azlina Basu Rav Davis, this that we follow the majority is only to go Flechumra and to create a situation that we will decapitate that goal, go through the Aglarufa procedure. Avla Kula, to use it in the lenient fashion, loy, kamashwan, that this halach is applied whether the result is a chumra or a kula. Tanabanan, Mishrabar Atschanim, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mishrabar Atschanim, Tanabanan, Mishrabar Atschanim, but Aglarufa. At that point, they stopped the Aglarufa procedure. Lafisha Enaba al Safik, it's only brought in a situation of Suffolk, Mishrabar Atzchan and Begolui, and once murder became so prevalent, then the halach is Batla Glarufa, because it's not considered anymore a Suffolk. And as the Rishash explains, but we don't know who murdered this corpse. He said, but since they were so now, they knew who the murderers are, even though they might not have known who killed this specific individual, it's enough as if it's considered that they knew the murderer. Din Yaakov, Here's a different explanation. As we've been learning, the place where they do this procedure is not allowed to be planted. You're not allowed to work there anymore. And they couldn't have a situation where Eretz Yisrael was full of such locations. Mishurabba Anaf, and we learned once immorality became prevalent, the Mayim Hamorim no longer work. Says the Matan Rabbanu V'nika Ishmi Oven. Says the Gemara, as we've learned many times, Bezman She Ishmi Nukam Oven, when the man is identified, then when the man is innocent, when the husband is innocent, then Mayim Baitkin Asishtoi, the Mayim Hamorim will be effective. However, Ein Ishma Nokam Oven, at the time when the man is no longer innocent, if the man is no longer innocent, Ein Mayim Baskishtan. And that's what the Pasuk says, Vaimla Efkar has been Naysechem Kizes Nena. Says the Mara, why did the Mishnah have to bring this Pasuk? Maiva Ema, the Chayma Avein the Day in. If this husband did an Aveira, then the Mayim Hamorim won't be effective. However, if the Bnei Ubenosei, if their children act this way, loy, then the Mayim Hamorim will still be effective. Toshma loy efkar al Bnei Sechen kisiz neno, v'al kal sechen ksenafna. That if the family is acting this way, the Mayim Hamorim won't be effective. V'chi tema avoin eses ish in. That the Mayim don't work for a married woman. Avoin the Pnuya loy. That if somebody had relations when she's single, which of course a single woman is not allowed to have relations, but we would think it's not that serious that if somebody did that, it prevents the Mayim Hamorim from being effective. Toshma came Mzoinus Yiparadu Vamkdeshitz Bechu. Anybody who acts in a moral fashion, it doesn't make a difference how severe the Aveira is. The Pasuk says, V'ay v'am lo yovin yilovet, Amar Abelazo, Amar Am Navi Yisrael, Im Aktidim al Atzmachem, if you'll be careful to act in a moral fashion, then Mayim Baitchem Neshesechem, the water will be effective on your wife. V'im lav, if not, Ein Mayim Baitchem Neshesechem. We learned in the Mishnah, the Gemara now brings a brisa that other things stopping working. Mishrabu Ba'alei Hano, if somebody is, they were busy in trying to enjoy the world. This afsu hadinim, the dintiris were no longer effective. The skalku hamasim, people no longer did the right thing. Ve'en la'kadosh baruch hu noich ba'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't enjoy what's going on in the world. So the Rashi explains, because these dayonim were so anxious just to enjoy, they didn't do the dintira properly. The Mashah explains, these people were always anxious to get wealthier, and they took bribes from the people who were coming to them to Dintaira. And when bribes are taken, obviously the Dintaira cannot be an honest Dintaira. The Morale explains, the Pasuk says, Kamishpat Lalakimhu, Dintaira belongs to God. This type of behavior is the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And since it's the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, they can't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distance himself from there. Mishurabah roi ponim bedin. People tried to get the people tried to get the dayonim to be on their side. The pasuk that dayonim should do what's right and not care about any side, not fear. When people don't act right, what happened was, I saw the Inyakov explains, when the Dayanim would walk in, they would look around. Who are the Balei Dinim? Who's the person that I want to favor? That's dishonest. Where people used to whisper into the Dayanim's ear, Rashi explains that it's considered the Orche Dayanim. They taught people how to say claims that were not true. Rabbi Charon Af Bisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. As we just said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with his honest and Torah. The Dayanim are interested only in money. Rabbi Omer L'ra, Toiv L'toiv Ra. They became dishonest. what's wrong became right, what's right became wrong. Mishraim b'ra'ah emir l'rav l'toiv l'toiv ra'ah. When that became the situation, says the Gemara, Rabba hoy hoy ba'olam. A lot of tsaris came to the world. Mishraba moshve arok. Somebody, people who would keep the saliva in the mouth, which was an act of arrogance. Rabu yehirim. There's more gaiva in the world. V'nismato talmidim. There won't be so many people learning Torah. V'atayra chazer salamdeh. The Torah tries to find somebody who will be anxious to learn the Torah. Mishraba yehirim. Cheschila b'nash Yisrael enosum yehirim. The Jewish girl would marry such men. And ain't the Roim elofnim. And what happened is that everything became just what the world looks like. So what the Gemara means to say is that in order to succeed in Torah, we have to have siyata d'shmaya. And once they act in this way, they lose their siyata d'shmaya. Eini, v'amar ha'iman d'yor afila in shebeis lo mekabel. So how do we say that the women will marry them? The women don't like such men. Shenem gevi yeh v'lo yinova afila b'nova shaloi. Even his own wife doesn't like him. Mikra Kovtzale says the Gemara, what happened was that originally she takes him as a husband. And then what happens is when she sees who he is, Mitzalayu, she sees who this man is and she doesn't want to stay with him. Mishrava Matila Malayim Abalabatim. Once the Dayonim started, the Dayonim supported people who supported them, Rabba Shaykhid, bribery became prevalent, Vatias Mishpat, and the Dintiris were not honest, Paskatoivin, the world no longer lived a good world. Mishraba Mekablenet Avasuch, Mekablenet Avasuch, that they, Dayonim, said to the people who came to them for Dintira, you take care of me, and I'll take care of you. What happened is, Isha Yosha Ben of Yasa, Rabbi Isha Yosha Ben of Yasa, everybody did what they wanted. Shvalim Higbu, people who aren't special, became great. Vagboim Hishbu, and people who are great, become meaningless. Umachsa Oz of Anevla, and the entire government starts to clap. Mishurabu, people who were stingy, aren't willing to give tzedakah, the tariff, and they steal. Rabbi Ma'amtse Lev, the world where people don't feel for another people becomes the style. The Kaifsi Yadayim Lahavis, people refuse to lend money to other people. For Avrama Shikos B'Torah, and they violate what it says in the Torah. Lo Sa'amitz Es Lavavcha, Lo Sikbis Es Yotcha, Mecheyecha Evyen, Ishamlach. We have to be careful to help other people. Mishrabin the Tuyas Goyim Meshakras Anayim, and when women started walking in an improper fashion, Rabbi Maim Hamorim, there was a greater need to go through the Maim Hamorim process. El Shapasku, but as we just learned, Yochim and Zakai stopped it. Mishrabim Makabim Matanas, once people started accepting gift, says Nismata Yom Niskat Rishon, people don't live so long. The Ksiv, the son of Matanas Yichya. So I saw a very nice pshat. The Mefarshim explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that Nahamad Ksufa, that why should we learn Torah? Why should we do mitzvahs? That we shouldn't just receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness without doing anything from it. These people changed the entire world order where they want to get paid for doing nothing. Mishrab is Chuche Leif. Somebody, people who are arrogant and they're not ready to hear what somebody else says, Rabba Machlokes B'Yisrael. Mishrabba Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel, Shlai Shimshu Kol Tzorchem, they didn't really learn properly and they want to already become Dayanim, Rabba Machlokes B'Yisrael, because their opinions weren't really correct, because all their opinions were really based not on solid Torah learning, and the Nasa Torah Kishtei Torahs, the Torah looks like two Torahs. Mishrabba Makabot Tzorchem Anav D'Kachavim, when they started taking tzedakah from the Akum, HaYisrael Lamala V'Heim Lamata. Till then, at that point, Yisrael is down and they're up. Yisrael Lefnim V'Heim L'Ocher. The Yisrael is stronger. Mishmesh Yosef Ben Ezra, we learned in the Mishnah, from when Yosef Ben Ezra and Yosef Ben Yehuda passed away, Batlu Ashkoilis, says the Gemara, what is the definition of Ashkoilis? Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Isha Kolboy, somebody who has all of the proper characteristics. And I saw a beautiful pshat. Isha Ashkoilis, Isha Hakol Boy. He has tremendous milus. He's a wonderful person, but it's boy. He keeps it hidden. At that time, a true great person doesn't show off his greatness. At that point, it stopped. The people were showing off as if they are great.